Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Kenny the Sports Guy. I'm your host, Kenny Severo, and we will be talking about something that hits a bit close to home today. I am talking about mental illness. As you all know, 43.8 million Americans experience depression during 1 year. But what about the athletes? How do they handle it? Stay tuned. This episode of this podcast is something not to be laughed at or make a joke out of. With mental health quickly becoming a huge problem in the United States and around the world, 1 in 5 people is affected by mental health problems. Athletes are considered to be gods here in America. Athletes like LeBron James and Mike Trout are worshipped by their fans, but one question remains. How do athletes deal with the pressures of being an athlete? Obviously, athletes have access to the best mental health therapists in the United States and abroad. But what if that doesn't work? One player that stands out to me in terms of mental health is Cleveland Cavaliers power forward Kevin Love. For those who doesn't know, Kevin Love wrote a powerful article on the Player Tribune called "Everyone is Going Through Something." I highly suggest reading it because it can relate to anyone out there who has anxiety or depression. Anyway, Love explained that during the November 5th, 2018 game against the Atlanta Hawks, he suffered a panic attack. He said that he didn't know if it was real or not, but it was. After that moment, his views on mental health changed forever. Growing up, men like us had heard the expression, "be a man and dealing with it." As in Kevin Love's case, he followed that mentality like a playbook. It is a very dangerous way of thinking, as it is quickly interpreted as, "don't talk about your feelings. Get through it on your own." Love thought that mental health was someone else's problem. He thought that on some level, people benefit from asking for help, and that was a weakness to him. Then it happened. Right before tip-off, Love stated that something was wrong, but simply ignored it. At halftime, everything changed. During the timeout, he described his heart racing faster than usual and started to breathe heavily. Then coach Tyronn Lue was talking, but Love wasn't listening. Expressing his concern, coach Lue went up to Love to see if he was okay. Love ran back to the locker room and started pacing from room to room. During that time, Love thought he was going to die that night. He ended up lying on the floor in the training room, trying to get enough air to breathe. He eventually went to the hospital to run some tests, but that wasn't the worst of his problems. When you have anxiety, you will get triggered by one little thing. I'll give you one example. Negative thinking. When you are upset or frustrated, the words that you say to yourself, it can trigger greater feelings of anxiety. In Love's case, saying the words, "I am going to die," accelerated his panic attack to a point that he thought that he was going to die. Kevin Love is not the only one who suffers from some sort of mental illness. Some of them you may have heard of, and some of them you might not have heard of. Two-time Olympic triathlete Sarah True is one of them. "Anxiety can quickly morph into depression," said Sarah True, who has been suffering from mental illness at the age of 13. Her husband, professional runner Ben True, wanted to make the 2016 Olympic team. He has been training for many years for this moment. When he didn't qualify, it hit Sarah very hard. She wanted to share her Olympic experience with him, but sadly, it wasn't meant to be. It came to a point where during an Olympic triathlon race, she cramped out and had to drop out of the race. She was very devastated and depression started to set in. She could only manage 4 or 5 hours of sleep with the use of sleep aids and pain medication. Throughout her mind, she thought of her husband and how much did she failed him in her mind. The one thing about depression is that when you get it, all of the things that you love to do so much, such as drawing, running, playing video games, will lose passion for her. In this case, with True, she lost her passion. There was instances where she would go on this long training ride and couldn't stop thinking about swerving into oncoming traffic. You see, depression can turn into suicide very quickly. Many people don't realize that depression can make you do things that you don't want to do. Many of us have been through traumatic events in life where some of us don't really make it. Thankfully, Drew broke out of her depression and suicidal thoughts and sought help within herself. After that, the fog lifted and she is feeling better than ever. Everyone loves the NFL. We love the hard-hitting action, the game-winning field goals, game-winning touchdowns, and laughing at the Cleveland Browns' expense. But it has a very, very dark secret. You see, 110 former NFL players suffer from CTE. CTE is linked to repeated blows to the head, causing an increase in mental illness. The NFL doesn't like to talk about this and basically stays silent on the matter for many years, but the evidence is still there. One such example of CTE is Junior Seau. Junior Seau was one of my favorite players growing up. His physique, his knowledge about the game of football, and hard-hitting tackles made him a future Hall of Famer. Off the field, Seau was one of the nicest guys you could ever meet in this life. I personally never met him, but I heard nothing but good things about him. Drafted by the then San Diego Chargers as the 5th overall pick in the 1990 NFL Draft, he played for 13 seasons with the Chargers, leading them to Super Bowl 29. He eventually played for the Miami Dolphins before finishing his career with the New England Patriots. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2015 with 1,849 tackles and 56.5 sacks. When his career ended, things took a turn for the worse. On May 2nd, 2012, an unspeakable tragedy fell through. Seau committed suicide. He left no suicide note. After his death, many people believed that Seau suffered from some sort of brain injury. Just a year before, former NFL player Dave Thurston took his own life and left a suicide note requesting his brain to be studied for brain trauma. According to his ex-wife Gina Seau, Junior suffered from concussions throughout his whole career, but he kept on playing. He took Ambien to fall asleep quicker since he had insomnia for the last 7 years of his life. There was speculation that Seau had CTE, and that was confirmed when in 2013, doctors from the National Institute of Disorders and Stroke concluded that Seau's brain has CTE. So why is football involved in this episode? Football unknowingly has been a part of the mental health illness crisis for many years. More and more NFL players are at risk of having CTE, which can cause depression. When you get hit in the head repeatedly, the brain starts to be affected and concussions are made. If you get more than 2 or 3 concussions per season, chances are you are going to get diagnosed with CTE. So, how does an athlete deal with mental health? Kevin Love found help in talking to a therapist. Sarah True found help in talking to a therapist, resulting in her mindset changing. But what about the athletes that don't want to talk? Maybe they won't talk because they are afraid of the stigma of mental health. Athletes are admired, idolized, but they are often distressed. So, what are some tools athletes use to combat mental health illnesses? Well, there are a couple. Some do yoga, which is very relaxing because I do yoga sometimes, and whenever I finish doing it, I feel so much better. And also meditation. Meditation clears the mind of all the negative thoughts that you have. Let's say, for example, if LeBron James had a bad shooting night against the Portland Trailblazers in the playoffs this season, he will often go to a room to meditate, and when he comes out, he just feels like a whole different person and just gets his mind right for the next game. It's that term, suck it up and become a man. It is one of the worst things you can say to a person with mental health. I think people forget that we are human beings who has feelings. I believe that human beings need to be treated better. Athletes are not immune to this. They are not gods or idols. They are just like us, and people need to get a grip on it. If you or anybody that is struggling with mental health issues, please visit the National Institute of Mental Health website at www.nimh.gov or call the Mental Health America hotline at 1-800-273-8255. Talking to someone can save your life and reminds you that life is worth living. Well, that's the end of my episode. Please subscribe to my channel at Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And also, I'm going to remind you that to follow me on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.